Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has been fighting for life, liberty, and family. We're going to be talking about some of the highlights of Liberty Counsel in 2014. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this incredible year. Matt, there's been a lot of challenges, but there's also been some significant opportunities. And we have the year-end partners report that we do every year. And I encourage you, if you haven't received it or you don't receive it, to call Liberty Counsel and get your copy and get on our mailing list for the Liberator, because every year we produce this year-end partners report that gives a little bit of highlights, Matt, of what Liberty Counsel has been involved with. And frankly, it's more than most people imagine.
Yeah, it's quite a list. And obviously, Liberty Counsel's big three, of course, are fighting for religious freedom, fighting for the sanctity of human life and the natural family and natural marriage, as well as a number of other issues in addition to that. And the list for 2014 is impressive as always.
Yes, in fact, it is. And what we have this broken down into is the religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Then we also have other situations with regards to different projects and initiatives that we're involved with. So we're going to try to highlight some of these as we move forward. With regards to religious liberty, Matt, in terms of litigation, and again, this is just the tip of the iceberg, Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Hobby Lobby in Conestoga Woods. We had a case that went to the Supreme Court twice, which was the Liberty University case. And part of our case became part of the original argument during the first round at the Supreme Court. But this one here is involving the issue of whether employers, at least closely held employees or employers such as Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Woods, no matter how large they are they closely held by a small group of people, in this case family, whether they are required to literally participate in human genocide by offering abortion through their insurance plans. And by a narrow decision, 5-4, the Supreme Court ruled on the side of Hobby Lobby in Conestoga Woods.
Yeah, that's what was particularly amazing about this case, is that four United States Supreme Court justices who supposedly understand the United States Constitution and therefore would apparently have a grasp on the concept of freedom of conscience, that they would have voted against this in order to force closely held corporations and employers and Christian business owners and so forth to violate their conscience and participate in, either directly or indirectly, abortion homicide. And so it just shows how precarious we are right now in our judicial system, with so many activists, as many as four judicial activists, sitting on the high court even now.
Yeah, it's amazing that there's four that would force even these closely held corporations to participate in homicide or genocide, and no country has ever done that, but in fact, that's what Obamacare does. And of course, this issue is far from over, because this only applied to closely held corporations. It does not yet apply to nonprofit organizations, and certainly the individual mandate has not even been addressed. We'll talk about that at some point in the future, because Liberty Counsel is working on getting plaintiffs for that particular challenge. But, you know, in this particular case, I've had the chance to meet David Green and Steve Green, some members of the family, with Hobby Lobby, and they are just amazing in terms of their dedication to the Lord and how the Lord has blessed their business in incredible ways. They've been opening stores at the rate of 60, 70 a year, and they're continuing to expand incredibly fast. But, you know, they really stood to lose it all. And I know during this litigation, they were told by someone, do you realize that if you lose this case, you could lose it all? And David Green came back and responded and said he wouldn't lose anything, because all of it belongs to God, and he's given it all to God anyway. So he was just moving forward based on conviction, and I so much appreciate the Greens and their conviction, their stand on principle. The good news is their stand on principle did ultimately result in victory, and this family, through Hobby Lobby, they are blessing many people around the world in so many ways that we don't even have an opportunity to talk about. But Liberty Counsel was right there involved, filing an important amicus brief using our experience in litigating these cases since the onset of the Obamacare law. From the very first day it was signed, Liberty Counsel has been involved in the courts.
Yeah, what an incredible example. They set a show of faith in God, trusting that no matter what happens, if the laws of man, or at least in this case, the unconstitutional mandates of Obamacare were to compel them to violate God's laws, that they were willing to give it all up for Christ. That's a perfect example of picking up your cross and following Christ right there.
And, you know, we filed the very first private lawsuit against Obamacare on the same day that President Obama signed it into law in 2010. And we spent tens of thousands of hours from the beginning till now litigating this particular area of law. We are working on other challenges to Obamacare, including not just the employer mandate with respect to this issue, but also the individual mandate, because the individual mandate also requires employees, individuals, to pay a separate fee for abortion whenever they are part of an insurance plan that covers abortion anywhere within that plan, no matter their age, no matter their gender, and no matter their religious or philosophical opposition to abortion. They still have to participate in human genocide. The Obamacare law is an atrocity. Now, this was a great decision, great victory, a narrow win, but a win nevertheless, and Liberty Counsel is continuing to be involved in this. So this was one of the major victories in 2014, and people around the country, instead of being on the sideline, you can pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and also partner with us, learn about what's going on through our monthly newsletter, The Liberator, and our email communications. You can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com to sign up for those email communications. I encourage you to do so. And you can also support Liberty Counsel financially, because every gift given to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31 will be doubled by virtue of a generous gift from a supporter of Liberty Counsel. So any gift that you give to support us with regards to religious freedom, life, family, whatever, will be doubled between now and December 31. Also on this year in report, Matt, we have just a short information about how we defended the rights of a Pueblo, Colorado citizen who regularly engaged in street evangelism and was stopped, but Liberty Counsel got involved to allow him to continue to engage in street evangelism.
Yeah, and this is a perfect example of government engaging in viewpoint discrimination and trying to shut down the type of expression and speech that is expressly protected by the First Amendment. What were the facts in this case?
Well, this was the case with regards to an individual who had for a long time been giving out information, gospel tracts, on the public sidewalk, and was told that you can't do that, and also pro-life information. And the government officials came against him and said, you can't do it, was going to fine him, was going to stop his speech because of his pro-life and religious viewpoints. And Liberty Counsel stepped in, got involved, and turned the situation completely around. So, you know, if you have questions regarding your religious freedom, sanctity of human life for the family, I encourage people to give Liberty Counsel a call.
Matt, it's been, again, a great year. Religious liberty is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, what else have we got going on? I know we're real short on time here.
Well, we won a federal lawsuit on behalf of high school students with regards to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Florida. When the Christian Club was not allowed to have equal access, now they are allowed to have equal access. They can not only meet together, fellowship, and encourage one another, but they have the equal treatment under the law. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For a year-end contribution, every gift will be doubled, so make your gift impact these areas of religious freedom, life, and family. You can double your gift by giving to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year. Again, the website is lc.org. The website is lc.org. You can make an online credit card contribution right there. Any gift given to Liberty Counsel up to midnight December 31 in your time zone, so if it's Pacific time zone, midnight your time zone, not Eastern time zone, midnight your time zone, wherever you are, anywhere up to December 31, that gift will be doubled. So go to the website, lc.org, or you can also call us and give a gift to Liberty Counsel. You can email in your gift information or go to the website, call us. You can make the gift contribution over the phone. You can write us a check. It just needs to be postmarked by the end of the year, by December 31, mailed or dated December 31. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Any contribution between now and the end of the year will be doubled. Make your gift count. For more information, you can visit us at lc.org. Continue to pray for this ministry and get involved and make a difference. Extend your reach all across the country in the areas of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Go to lc.org for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.